Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever felt like you were just drowning in expectations?
Oh.
Like terrified to take that leap of faith?
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, that's kind of the emotional current that we're diving into today
Okay.
with a contemporary romance novel
All right.
that explores how love in the most unexpected places can be the lifeline you need.
Cool.
So make sure you like and subscribe to the show.
Oh.
All right, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
We're taking a deep dive today into Deep End by Ollie Hazelwood.
Okay.
It's a story about finding strength in the depths of vulnerability, both in and out of the pool. You can find the Amazon link to the book in the description below.
Awesome.
So we're introduced to Scarlett Vandermeer, a college diver who is battling a past trauma that manifests as this paralyzing fear of inward dives. Then there's Lucas Blomqvist, the stoic Swedish Olympic swimmer with a hidden depth that goes way beyond his athletic prowess.
Okay.
And weaving through their story is Penelope, or Pen, Ross, Scarlett's friend, and Lucas's ex, who's on her own journey of self-discovery. One of the things that struck me right away is how Hazelwood doesn't just tell a love story. She
Yeah.
dives deep into the psychology of these characters.
Right.
Scarlett's fear of inward dives, for example, isn't just some quirky plot device. It's this powerful symbol of her struggle to confront her past trauma.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. The way that the author connects Scarlett's physical fear in the pool to her emotional state is really insightful. I mean,
Right.
instead of just listing her injuries from that horrific accident, Hazelwood uses the imagery of the inward dive to represent Scarlett's reluctance to go deep within herself to
Yes.
confront the pain and the fear that she's been suppressing.
Yeah, and then you have Lucas, who seems to have it all together on the surface, right?
Right.
Olympic athlete, effortlessly brilliant, strikingly handsome. But as we get to know him,
Yeah.
we see that he's also carrying burdens,
Right.
struggling with this need for control that stems from his own past trauma.
Interesting.
It makes you realize that everyone, even those who seem to have it all, are fighting their own battles beneath the surface.
Absolutely. I found the contrast between Lucas's outward confidence and his internal struggles fascinating.
Yes.
He excels at everything with like seemingly effortless grace. Yet he confides in Scarlett about the immense pressure he feels as a top athlete, like the constant scrutiny, the fear of losing control.
Oh, wow.
It's almost as if his need for control is a defense mechanism, a way to create order in a world that feels chaotic and unpredictable.
And this is where their connection really begins to spark.
Okay.
They're both drawn to pushing boundaries, both in their athletic pursuits and in their personal lives.
Interesting.
Lucas introduces Scarlett to the world of BDSM.
Okay.
And what I found really refreshing is how the author portrays this dynamic with a focus on consent and communication.
Oh, absolutely. Instead of sensationalizing BDSM,
Yes.
Hazelwood shows us how it can be a space for exploring vulnerabilities and building trust.
Exactly.
Scarlett and Lucas are constantly negotiating boundaries, ensuring that both of them feel safe and respected. It's a far cry from the stereotypical portrayals of dominance and submission that we often see in popular media.
It's clear that Hazelwood did her research
Yeah.
and approached this aspect of the story with sensitivity and care.
Yeah.
She shows how BDSM, when practiced responsibly, can be a form of intimacy that's based on mutual understanding and respect.
For sure.
Now, I want to talk about Pen.
Okay.
She's initially presented as Lucas's ex,
Right.
but she quickly becomes a complex character in her own right. On the surface, she seems to have it all together,
Yeah.
but beneath the surface, she's grappling with some big questions about what she truly wants.
Penn's journey is all about self-discovery.
Yeah.
Her breakup with Lucas was driven by a desire to explore different experiences, and she's very upfront about that, even using the phrase sleeping with other people.
Right.
But it's also clear that she still cares deeply for him, and her exploration of other relationships doesn't negate her feelings for him. It's complex, messy, and feels very real.
It's a refreshing take on the ex character, right? She's not just an obstacle to the main couple's happiness.
Right.
She's a fully realized individual with her own desires and motivations, and her journey of self-discovery is just as compelling as Scarlett and Lucas's developing relationship.
For sure. And it's not just about romantic relationships for Penn either.
Right.
Her friendships, especially with Scarlett, provide a crucial support system as she navigates this period of uncertainty.
Yes.
It reminds us that sometimes the most important relationships in our lives are the ones with our friends, the people who know us best and love us unconditionally.
Speaking of support systems, let's not forget the supporting characters who add depth and humor to the story.
Yeah.
Miriam, Scarlett's roommate, provides a healthy dose of sarcasm and wit, and Coach Seema, their demanding but caring coach, pushes them to be their best both in and out of the pool.
I love how these characters represent a chosen family. They're not related by blood,
right,
but they've found each other and formed a tight-knit community that offers support, encouragement, and a sense of belonging.
So we've got these complex characters navigating their personal journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this backdrop of competitive diving, which adds a whole other layer of pressure and intensity.
And that's where Hazelwood really shines.
Yes.
She captures the dedication, the physical and mental demands, and the sheer grit that goes into being a high-level athlete. You can almost feel the chlorine in the air, hear the splash of the dives, and sense the anticipation building as they prepare for competition.
So much more than just a sports romance, though.
Right.
It's about finding your voice, confronting your fears, and learning to trust yourself, both on the diving platform and in the depths of your own heart.
I love that.
What stood out to you in this first part of the book?
That's a good question. Let me think for a second. One thing that really struck me was how the author contrasts Scarlett and Lucas's approaches to academics. Scarlett is stressed about her MPAT prep, determined to get a perfect score. Then we find out that Lucas casually aced the MSAT scoring in the 99th percentile.
It's almost comical, right? Scarlett is meticulously studying flashcards for German, a language she chose, just because it would look good on her med school applications. And then there's Lucas, fluent in multiple languages, including German, which he shrugs off as not even being that difficult. It really highlights the pressure Scarlett puts on herself to achieve, to constantly prove her worth.
It speaks to their different backgrounds and how they view success. Scarlett seems driven by a need for external validation, while Lucas, perhaps because of his privilege and natural talent, doesn't seem to struggle with that. But even with his seemingly effortless achievements, Lucas isn't immune to vulnerability. He opens up to Scarlett about the pressure he feels as a top athlete, the expectations, the constant scrutiny.
Right. He talks about how he used to control every aspect of his life, his diet, his sleep schedule, almost like he was trying to control his own emotions. Then he met Penn, who challenged his need for control in a way that he wasn't prepared for.
Exactly. Their relationship, which was also rooted in BDSM, forced him to confront his vulnerabilities, something he clearly finds difficult. And it's through his connection with Scarlett that he begins to let go of those rigid controls and embrace a bit more of the messiness that comes with truly connecting with someone.
And I think that's what makes their relationship so compelling. They see each other's imperfections, their vulnerabilities, and they choose to love and support each other anyway. There's this powerful scene where Scarlett messes up a dive and ends up with some nasty bruises. Lucas finds her, sees her pain, and instead of dismissing it or trying to fix it, he just takes care of her.
It's such a tender moment. He tends to her wounds, both physical and emotional, and it speaks volumes about the depth of their connection. He's not trying to be her savior. He's simply present with her in her pain. And in return, Scarlett offers Lucas a level of acceptance that he doesn't seem to get from anyone else. She sees his need for control, his fear of vulnerability, and she doesn't judge him for it.
And I think that acceptance allows him to open up even more, to reveal parts of himself that he's kept hidden. It's like they're both learning that true strength comes from embracing vulnerability, not from trying to hide it.
This raises an interesting question, doesn't it? If both Scarlett and Lucas are seeking control in different ways, Scarlett through achievement, Lucas through order, what does it say about their attraction to BDSM? Could it be that this dynamic allows them to explore a different kind of control, one that's based on mutual consent and trust?
That's a fascinating point. It's like BDSM becomes this safe space for them to explore those deeper needs and desires, to let go of the control they try to exert in other areas of their lives.
And it also highlights the importance of communication and negotiation within that dynamic. They're constantly checking in with each other, making sure they're both comfortable and enjoying the experience.
Now, of course, this wouldn't be a good romance without some conflict, right?
Yeah.
And in Deep End, the conflict comes from both within their relationship and from external sources.
Right. They're both grappling with their own insecurities and past traumas. And they're also dealing with the pressure of their athletic careers, the expectations from their families and teammates. Plus, their unconventional relationship raises eyebrows and creates complications within their social circles.
And then there's Penn, who's not exactly thrilled about her ex and her best friend hooking up. Her reaction to the situation isn't pretty, and she makes some questionable choices like spreading rumors about Scarlett.
I think it's important to remember that Penn is also a product of her environment. She's been hurt and betrayed, and her actions, while not excusable, are understandable given the emotional turmoil she's experiencing. The author doesn't condone her behavior, but she does allow us to see Penn's perspective and understand the motivations behind her actions.
Absolutely. And ultimately, Penn does have a moment of self-awareness where she realizes the extent of her own self-sabotage and the pain she's caused. It's a crucial step in her growth, recognizing the harm she's inflicted.
That's a key element in her journey. She's owning up to her mistakes and beginning to take responsibility for her actions, which is a sign of true character development.
We also can't forget about the other characters who contribute to the overall tension and drama.
Yeah.
We've got Carissa, who seems to exist solely to stir up trouble. And then there's the constant pressure of competition, both within the team and against rival schools.
These elements keep the story moving, adding layers of complexity and forcing our main characters to confront their own values and make difficult choices. And through it all, I have to say, I'm rooting for Scarlett and Lucas. Despite all the obstacles they face, their connection feels genuine and deeply satisfying.
Me too. They challenge each other, support each other, and ultimately bring out the best in each other. Their relationship is a testament to the idea that love doesn't have to be perfect or conventional to be powerful and transformative. Speaking of powerful and transformative, what are your thoughts on the author's portrayal of competitive sports?
I find it incredibly realistic and nuanced. Hazelwood captures the dedication, the physical and mental demands, and the intense pressure that athletes face. She doesn't shy away from the darker side of the sport either, the injuries, the rivalries, the politics. But she also highlights the joy, the camaraderie, the sense of accomplishment that comes with being a part of a team.
Yes, I think the way Hazelwood portrays the diving world is fascinating. She doesn't sugarcoat the brutal reality of the sport, but she also shows us the beauty and the artistry of it. Remember Scarlett's description of that feeling of weightlessness when she executes a perfect dive? It's almost like she transcends the physical world and enters a state of pure bliss.
It's a powerful metaphor for the transformative power of passion and dedication. And it's not just about individual achievement. Hazelwood also emphasizes the importance of teamwork and support. Remember the scenes with Scarlett and Penn training together, pushing each other to be their best?
Yes. And those moments of laughter and connection, even amidst the intense pressure of competition, make the characters and the story so relatable, even for those of us who've never experienced the world of competitive diving.
Exactly. Hazelwood manages to create a world that's both familiar and extraordinary. A world where dreams are pursued, limits are tested, and hearts are opened.
And as we approach the final part of Deep End, I'm curious. What are your thoughts on the central theme of ambition that runs through the entire narrative?
I think Hazelwood does a brilliant job of showing the double-edged sword of ambition. On one hand, it's what drives these characters to excel, to push their limits, to achieve their dreams. Scarlett's dedication to diving Lucas's pursuit of Olympic glory. Penn's desire to find her own path. They're all fueled by ambition.
But ambition can also be destructive, can it? We see that in Scarlett's intense pressure to perform and Lucas's need for control, even in Penn's destructive jealousy. It's almost as if their ambition, when taken to the extreme, becomes a way of masking their vulnerabilities.
Exactly. Ambition, when unchecked, can lead to self-sabotage, strained relationships, and a loss of perspective. And it's through these struggles that the characters ultimately learn valuable lessons about balance, about prioritizing their well-being, and about finding fulfillment beyond external achievements.
So as we head into the final part of the book, what are you most curious about? Okay, so yeah. We're in the final stretch of our deep dive into Deep End, and things are about to get really interesting. Remember how we left off with that looming threat of Scarlett and Lucas's relationship becoming public?
Yeah.
Well, it happens, and the fallout is explosive.
It's like a bomb goes off in their world, doesn't it?
Totally.
Suddenly, they're forced to confront the reality of their situation.
Right.
And make some tough choices.
And the person who lights the fuse is none other than Carissa.
Oh, Carissa.
Who leaks their secret to the media. It's classic mean girl behavior, but it also serves as this catalyst for, like, major growth in both Scarlett and Lucas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The scandal forces them to stop hiding. And to finally decide what's more important to them, protecting their careers, or being true to themselves and to their feelings for each other.
And of course, we can't forget about Penn. Her reaction to this news is intense, and well, understandably so.
Yeah.
She feels betrayed by both Lucas and Scarlett, and she doesn't hold back in letting them know it.
What's fascinating here is that Penn's anger isn't just about losing Lucas.
Right.
It's about, like, a deeper sense of betrayal, a feeling that her best friend and the man she still cares for have chosen each other over her.
Yeah.
It cuts to the core of her insecurities and her sense of self-worth.
It's heartbreaking to watch her spiral, but it's also a testament to the author's skill in creating such a complex and relatable character.
Totally.
I mean, we understand Penn's pain, even as we recognize that her actions are hurtful and destructive.
Her journey in this final part of the book is all about confronting those darker impulses and finding a way to move forward with grace and self-awareness. It's a messy process, but ultimately a redemptive one.
And amidst all the drama and heartbreak, Scarlett and Lucas's relationship deepens.
Okay.
They realize that they can't keep running from their feelings, and they decide to face the consequences together, even if it means sacrificing their careers.
There's this incredibly powerful scene where they stand up to Coach Seema
and
announce their relationship to the entire team. It's a declaration of their love for each other and a refusal to conform to the expectations of others. It's a moment of true liberation.
It's so inspiring to see them choose authenticity over conformity and to see them support each other through the backlash that follows.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that true love isn't about fitting into a mold. It's about creating your own happiness on your own terms.
And what about Penn? Does she find her own happy ending?
She does. It's not the conventional fairy tale ending.
Right.
But it's a powerful statement about self-love and acceptance. She realizes that her happiness doesn't depend on being with Lucas. It comes from within. And it involves forgiving herself for her past mistakes and focusing on her own growth and well-being.
It's a beautiful arc for her character, isn't it?
Absolutely.
She starts out feeling lost and insecure, and she ends up finding strength and purpose in her own unique journey.
And that brings us to the end of Deep End, a book that takes us on a roller coaster of emotions, exploring themes of love, loss, ambition, betrayal, and ultimately, redemption.
It's a story that stays with you long after you finish reading it.
Yes.
It challenges your perceptions, makes you think about your own relationships, and leaves you with a sense of hope and possibility.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to ask you, what was your favorite moment in the book? Was it Scarlett's triumphant dive at the NCAA championship?
Oh, that was amazing.
Or the tender scene where Lucas takes care of Scarlett after her accident. Or maybe it was the moment when Penn finally lets go of her anger and makes amends with Scarlett and Lucas. Share your thoughts in the comments below. We'd love to hear your perspective. And if you enjoyed this deep dive into Deep End, be sure to like and subscribe for more insightful discussions of your favorite books. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, happy reading.